It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Pick Six with Mully and Haw, where we debate the top six sports stories of the day and then open it up to you, the Chicago sports fan. Call us at 312-644-6767, or you can tweet your thoughts at Mully Haw. Pick Six with Mully and Haw starts now.
All right, guys, what did you think of Bears president Kevin Warren saying on Pro Football Talk this about Arlington Heights?
I mean, the interesting thing about it, there are not many spaces that can really handle a stadium. And so it is really down to the museum campus somewhere downtown in Arlington Heights. And so I'm interested. I'm excited about the new mayor in Arlington Heights. And again, being the largest landowner, we've made a lot of progress there with all the tax certainty that we've been able to get. But these stadiums are not linear. They're not a straight line. They take time to come together. Fortunately, I've been through this journey in Minnesota, and I'm excited about bringing it to life.
I think they're going to wind up in Arlington Heights is what he's kind of saying. I know he's not quitting yet on the idea of the lakefront, but he did say in that interview that there are a very limited number of places. He said that, you know, when he was hired, on his desk was the Arlington Heights project, and that he thanked Ted Phillips for putting all that stuff together. Now, obviously, he would prefer to be at the lakefront, but it feels as if no one's interested in giving the kind of money, making the kind of commitment that they would need to do so. The other thing that I always think about whenever I hear him talk about this stuff is that he has already set shovels in the ground by 2025. So this is the year that they've got to resolve this thing. I don't think it's coming soon. I think it's probably months off, but before the end of the year, they need to start figuring out what they're going to do, because every year that goes by costs more. That's how life is. And we've got tariffs on steel, and, you know, who knows how out of control this thing can get. So they need to start building it, quite frankly.
Yeah, that was a pivot for sure. I remember about a year ago, I was actually filling in for Dustin the morning that there was the report out that the Bears were putting all their eggs into the museum campus spot, that they were going back downtown. They weren't thinking about Arlington Heights, and that was the message for several months. And now we're seeing him talk glowingly about Arlington Heights. Like, we got a beautiful piece of property here. There aren't very many places that we can put it. So I'm reading between the lines. I think it's fair to do so. And Kevin Warren is a very smart guy. He helped steer the Bears coaching search in the right direction because he knew the urgency of the situation. And he knows the urgency of this situation now, of trying to get a dome stadium, which he said is 100% likely, underway, shovels in the ground, cranes in the air, before the start of next year.
There were a lot of things that were interesting at the NFL owners' meetings as it pertains to the Bears and Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles' talk, and we'll get to a lot of those later. This was the most newsworthy item. This was Kevin Warren, the Bears president, reopening the door wider to Arlington Heights. It was a pivot, it was a shift, and it was significant because they did reach a tentative agreement with the tax bill in Arlington Heights. It's down to $3.6 million now. Yesterday was the mayoral election in Arlington Heights. Jim Tenaglia, who the previous mayor, Tom Hayes, endorsed, won the job. They have now certainty there. They know who they're dealing with. And I think that when they know what they're dealing with in Chicago, it also makes it a lot easier to pivot back to Arlington Heights, where you own the 326 acres of land that he referenced. All the things and all the factors are pointing in that direction. Finally, maybe they will now get off this idea, this notion, this grandiose notion with all the lofty rhetoric that they're going to somehow build a stadium on the lakefront or in Bronzeville near the Michael Reese Hospital site. Yeah. That doesn't seem practical. No. This is common sense. This is the way they need to go. And Kevin Warren opened the door a little bit wider yesterday. So, yes, this was newsworthy.
It's a good question.
That the voice of Caleb Williams, also Jim Tenaglia, the name of the new mayor in Arlington Heights. Do you anticipate quarterback Caleb Williams will start getting comfortable being uncomfortable next year under center? Johnson's offense operated under center 56.2% of the time last year, the most in the NFL since 2020. That's more than twice as much as the Bears with Caleb as a rookie, at which was 26.4% of the time under center.
That's a really interesting approach. I do think it's necessary. I do think he needs to play under center because you need the play-action passing game to slow down the pass rush, just to be incorporated into your offense like they did in Detroit. Now, can Caleb Williams do this successfully? I think he can. It's about footwork. It's about bookwork. It's about getting ready physically, mentally, and just being more comfortable and fluid. Is that making him comfortably uncomfortable? It's all related. But I do find this also interesting. And I do understand why Ben Johnson is doing this. But it isn't necessarily consistent with what he said day one. He said day one he was going to have a blank playbook, and everything about his plays and playbook would be around the skill set of Caleb Williams and of his players. Well, Caleb Williams is a shotgun quarterback. Okay, gang? He's a shotgun quarterback. And now we're hearing that he's going to...
Did you just go Coach Ditka?
I did. I went whole Ditka on you. But he's taking the shotgun quarterback, and he's making him into a behind-center quarterback. There's a difference there, and there's a shift there. I understand why, and it makes sense, but it isn't tailoring your offense around the skill set of your players. It's asking your most important player to change to fit the offense.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think it's going to be as huge of a jump as some may think. Is it going to get close to 56.2%? No way. Because the quarterback he was working with at that 56.2% was Jared Goff, who is a completely under-center, play-action quarterback with a lack of mobility. And so I think that number could get up maybe closer to 36%. possibly 40%. They want him to be able to play in structure more and learn the basics of being under center because he has to be. But I do believe, David, that there will be some adjustment. And if he feels like that Caleb Williams is more comfortable in shotgun, which is obvious, actually, I don't think he's going to deviate from it completely. And I don't think that we're going to get anywhere near the under center rate from Ben Johnson's offense in Chicago that he had in Detroit.
I find that fascinating because, you know, the whole comfortably uncomfortable thing is really interesting because it's about kind of, you're right, David, it's about players adapting to coaching instead of the other way around. Now, what Ben Johnson did last year was run play action more than anyone else. And what the Bears did last year was not run any play action. I think there's a great chance to run play action, to improve your running game that way, to open up things by doing that. I have no problem with them trying to do it. But as you say, I am not sure how comfortable the quarterback is under center. I imagine that they're going to get together and they're going to be running at this camp coming up. They could run under center. They could just operate under center, not use the shotgun nearly as much, maybe not at all, as a message to the kid that this is something you are going to have to adjust to. But I think the guy had the number one offense in the NFL. I think he's on to something. I just don't know if he can get Williams to a point where he can operate out of that as easily as you want him to. It felt like last year, and again, a lot of differences, different center, different line, but it felt like Williams did not enjoy, or it looked like they weren't successful unless they were in shotgun.
I now have to be a question I'm going to have to ask my mom.
That the voice of Jaquan Brisker, as Ben Johnson revealed yesterday that Brisker is cleared from concussion protocol. So how should the Bears approach the safety position in the draft? Can Brisker be counted on?
You know, listen, I'm really glad he's healthy. I'm really glad he's back. I'm also taking a safety in this draft without question. I just feel like, you know, he's one hit away. It's been three consecutive years that he struggled with concussion problems. It's the way he plays. He's such a tough player. I don't know that you can. I would say the trend is your friend, and it is more likely that this is going to reoccur than not. So I think you have to be aware of that. You have to support him. He's your player. You got to make sure he's doing fine. I don't know how you change his game if you can. Let him have I think he should stick with the helmet thing. You know, I know people don't like that, but if it can help, use it. I just think, yeah, I would also make sure I drafted a safety. I got to tell you, like, when it comes to the draft, to me, a lot of the information given about injuries, including Braxton Jones, tells me they need to use that 10th pick on a left tackle. And then later in the draft, they need to get a safety.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, just from a human aspect, I'm pulling for Jaquan Brisker.
Yes.
I've seen people go through brain injuries. I have a good friend who had a really horrific TBI, and it's disastrous. It's heartbreaking, and it's life-altering at times. And first and foremost, I want him to get healthy. And not only in the short term, but the long term, think about himself in that light. But I hope he comes back next year, and I hope that he is an all-pro caliber safety. But having said that, the Bears have to do what they have to do, and they have to draft a safety. And if they trade back in the first round, I think that there will be some safeties there that they can consider. I'm not saying they have to do that. That's just another possibility. Wouldn't be upset if they were to do that. And they just don't have a whole lot of depth at that position. And like you said, Molly, if he goes down early next year, you're in a position like you were down the stretch of being a man down at that position.
Hurt their team.
I'm really surprised they didn't sign a veteran free agent. I think that's almost one of those areas, as much as we got excited about who they did sign, that remains significant who they didn't. Because they're in a position now where it's nice to see Ben Johnson announce that Jaquan Brisker is coming back and he's cleared, but I don't know what that means, and I don't know for how long, and nobody really does. And if they tell you differently, I don't know that you can trust that, because you have the weight of his history, unfortunately. Bears have to find either a veteran free agent at this stage of the offseason, or they need to draft somebody, or both. One or the other. Likely, they're going to draft. If they trade down from 10 and they get another additional pick or possibility of a day one type contributor, then that would be the answer. If not, then you got to think, having four in your top 72, if you are in a position where you still have to trust Jaquan Brisker, they're going to take a safety. And it would make sense that they do that, because you can't ignore his unavailability over the last several years, no matter how committed he sounds in the locker room or how committed he seems on Twitter. You need to be ready for plan B.
I mean, I think you asked like four questions there.
That the voice of Craig Counsell with Kyle Tucker homering in four straight games. Is it time to start investing some real emotion in this guy? Or do you recommend that Cubs fans temper their emotion, since every bomb brings him closer to a new deal that the Cubs won't pay? Could he be an MVP?
He could be an MVP. He could be an MVP. Through six games now. No, wait. They've played eight games now. They're 4-2 in American soil. I'm just going to refer to it that way. I'm going to pretend like those Dodgers games never happened. But through eight games, here's Kyle Tucker's average. 353. Four homers. 11 runs batted in, 12 hits. This guy is everything early that you thought he would be. If this continues, how are you going to handle it? How does that go? Not investing real emotion. Like, great hit, Kyle. That's a great walk-off. Congratulations. No! Who does that? Who's suggesting? Who wrote this question?
Had to be you.
It had to be me. No! How can you go through this season as a Cub fan and not invest real emotion in Kyle Tucker? That's easier said than done. It might be easier to do that so that you're not stung when he walks away and goes to the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Mets. That's not going to happen. I'm going to delude myself into thinking they still have a chance to sign him at the end of the season, because Wrigley is going to work its charm. The ivy, the beer and the sunshine and the quaintness of Wrigley Field is going to convince Kyle Tucker, this is where you belong.
Yeah, you should invest all the emotion, because if you don't, you're resigning yourself to the fact that, you can't keep great players in your dugout, in your building. It is very simple to me. You have a player like this, in still in the prime of his career, whether it's in Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, you try to keep him around. And if you can't, then we have that discussion afterwards. But to look at what he is doing right now, and then just to sit there all season and be like, oh, God, every home run. Oh, nope. There's another home run. We're not. He's gone.
Add
he's gone.
Paycheck.
That is bad. That is bad for your mental health. Don't do that.
This mean-spirited question was framed as if Chicago was Kansas City.
That is so wrong. This mean-spirited
We were talking about
question.
Crochet yesterday, too, in the same light.
Exactly. This is not a mean-spirited question. This is, you know, for those of us who've been hurt before, this is This is just a reminder that it's a temporary thing.
Fleeting.
As much as you're loving it, you're also aware that every game inches him closer to free agency, where he's going to expect a lot. And the Cubs do not look like they're going to be able to pay it for whatever reason. Mainly, they don't want to pay it. So, I think it hurts. I think you're setting yourself up, David.
I know.
For some real pain here. And as I watch you, I want to help you.
Well,
and I think that
I appreciate that.
You know that this is real, and that it is a 1-year deal. And here you are.
I know all those things.
Investing so much emotion.
I know all those things. And still, I am.
You don't even like the question. You get angry about the question.
I'm a sucker for Tucker.
I'm a sucker for Tucker. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that great question.
That's the winner.
All right, guys. How would you evaluate Shane Smith after his first Major League Baseball start for the White Sox? And have the Sox played well enough to justify a trip to the ballpark today for the series finale against the Twins?
Well, okay. I think I'm going to need a box where I can watch multiple sports.
Brooks, get on that.
I'm never going to be able to go to a sporting event in the stands again. I'm utterly ruined.
Brooks,
I'm ruined.
Mullen needs a box.
You know, I worked here, and we had a box at the ballpark when we had the White Sox, and I would take my kids, who were very young, to a couple of games. They went to, I think, 3 baseball games, and their first experiences were all in a box. And then I went and took my daughter with me to a football game and sat in the stands. And she was very young. She was like maybe 9 years old. And I said, hey, so what do you like better? Do you like football or do you like baseball? And she said, well, at football, you have to sit outside and it gets kind of cold. At baseball, you've got the glass in front of you and there's the temperature. And I was like, that's not true. None of that is true. I have ruined you.
Nice job, Dad.
But yeah, it was a disaster. And I like grabbed my head like, what kind of, I just got lucky to get a couple of invites to a box. At any rate, that's what's just happened. We went to the game on Saturday. I had a blast. We went to the game last night. I had a ton of fun. And I now want to keep doing it. Like, I'm thinking, like, hey, this is kind of good. I don't mind this at all. But we're literally at the game inside watching 3 TVs.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, if I could do that again, I think I need to do that permanently.
I think that's...
It's like one of the...
spoiled.
I went out with a guy that it was a... You wouldn't believe how this guy lived. And he ordered a bottle of wine. And I was like, no, I'm okay. I don't want any wine. I'm just going to stick with the water. And the guy's like, what's wrong with you? This is the best... You know, you'll never taste a drop of wine like this again. And I said, yeah, that's the problem. Like, I don't want to have a sip of an $800 bottle of wine because I don't want to be longing for it.
I think it's too late, Mullen.
It's like the Kyle Tucker problem.
I think it's too
late.
It's
the same thing.
I think it's too late.
But, yeah, I think that somebody made a mistake with Shane Smith. He should have gotten out of that thing without giving up any runs. I feel that's a pity. And then that inning ruined the game, and then the Sox lost the game. But they're getting great starting pitching, and I would love to go to the ballpark. This question today is about the weather.
Yep.
I mean, can we get there and get the game in? But I'm willing to go for sure.
was watching in the first inning, and he struck out, I believe it was Carlos Correa, on a 92-mile-an-hour changeup that must have moved a foot. Just must have had that run action in on Correa. Wow. I'm like, wow, this has got to end up on Pitching Ninja, right? Like, he's got to pick this up. Sure enough, it ended up on Pitching Ninja. Wow. He's filthy. Another nasty arm for a young arm for the White Sox, and something to be excited about. So it was exciting to see him have that kind of stuff. But yeah, I wish he would have come out in the fifth inning, and we'd still be talking about a 28 inning scoreless streak for the White Sox starting pitchers.
I get why he went back out in the sixth. I think that made sense at the time. He still had a pretty solid major league debut. I loved having his family sit in their own section, essentially.
That was cool.
They were all there, and the empty seats surrounded them. And it was one of those nights where, you know, obviously not a ton of people at the ballpark. Didn't matter, because it was a proud moment for the family. And certainly he rose to the occasion. He was strong. You go five scoreless in your first ever major league start, and you great can feel job. Very good about yep. that. And more importantly, I think we'll talk to Will Venable at 9 o'clock. He should feel good about his place in that rotation. They do have to keep him. They do have to keep him as a Rule 5 guy.
I mean, your urge is to send him to Birmingham to be with that pitching staff.
Right.
Because they're all going to come in.
They're all going to be here eventually yeah. in the same bus.
Yes.
But the Sox are, you know, we're five games in. One spin through the rotation. Worth watching. Worth watching because they are pitching well. Last night, things got away from them in a little bit. Today, they can still win the series. That's the way you got to look at it. Day game, win the series, keep the hail away, get the sod father.
Get the hail away from me.
Get the hail away from the weather. Hopefully, the sod father has the field ready and the grounds crew's ready and the bats are hot.
No, I'm going to finish the question. The question is this:
do we bring the Bulls good luck yesterday night? Is support from Score staffers all that this team needs to put them over the top? Or do the woeful Raptors deserve even more credit?
I'd like to give credit to Molly. I'd like to give credit to Mitch and Kevin and Layla and Port Shade and Shane and, yeah. and Ray Diaz and Jenna. All those people that yes. were there and had fun last night. But no, this had more to do with Coby White rebounding and celebrating his Player of the Month award.
How about that?
By looking the part.
Yep.
And the Bulls, I got chastised. Made fun of for having a reaction to Zach Collins playing some basketball. I was complimenting Zach Collins' play and was made fun of. But Zach Collins is the kind of guy that came through last night. So no, Vooch had a double-double. How about Talen Horton Tucker? 27 points off the bench.
Incredible.
27. So that was a fun game to watch. And no, I don't think we had anything to do with it.
You guys had everything to do with it. You were second on the list behind the ever-consistent Coby White, the Eastern Conference Player of the Month.
I would say, though, could I nominate Molly for the Eastern Conference Fan of the Month?
Yes.
Just the week, Eastern. I think.
Okay, Fan of the Week.
Totally the Bulls Saturday, were 9-6 in Molly's month of March. But 28 points. He averaged 28 points for the month of March, and you got to give him his flowers once again. And he should have been the most improved player last year. He's made probably as big a step in going into this year as he made going from going into last year. So he continues to get better, and he continues to show that he's a piece to build around.
Yeah, I mean, this obviously is a joke that we had anything to do with it. We happened to be there. That's coincidence. I do feel, though, that you're more emotionally invested when you're going to games. And I got to tell you, that is a product worth watching. It's fun. They do get up and down the floor. They're a really fun team to watch. Coby, you are so right about that. He should have been the comeback player, the most improved player a year ago. But it's hard now to give it to him. But you're right. I think he's gone from, like, prominent starter to all-star status. But there's another level. There's another level, which is like the real rare great players in that league. I'm very curious if he can reach that next level. I mean, I have no idea what that feels like to be running up and down the floor with his hair going everywhere. And now he's able to kind of attack the basket, something that he didn't really do a lot of. He's able to score in different ways. We knew when he got here that he could shoot. We knew he was a scorer because he came. He was the North Carolina schoolboy legend. He led every scoring thing. When guys have that knack and then they can develop into a more all-around player, that's how you become a great player. But there is Kobe has one more step. I don't know if he can hit it, but boy, would that be awesome.
It would be.
All right, we've got the extra point next. It's Mully and Haw at Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 at the Score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.